Welcome to Show 8, Gus Cawley, Recruiting an All-Star Team.
This is Conscious Millionaire. Learn to achieve big profits and make a big difference every Monday through Friday with your host, business coach, marketing expert, and best-selling author, J.V. Crum III.
Hello and welcome to our listeners from around the globe. I want to personally thank you for tuning in today. This is your host, J.V. Crum III, and you are going to want to listen carefully because our guest today is a licensed CPA in Georgia and an Ernst & Young alumnus. He's a marketing expert who has created and sold InvestSearch, a multi-million dollar financial recruiting firm specializing in the placement of top-tier accounting candidates. In January 2003, he founded the Law Staff Group, which was then complemented by the addition of the Staff Financial Group. He has created a few websites to help job seekers find employment, including OneMinuteInterviewTips.com, ZipApply.com, and ZipProfiles.com. My guest today is Gus Cawley. Gus, welcome to the show.
Hey, JV, it's so good to be here. I'm excited.
Well, it's incredible for you to be on the show because we've been friends for a long time. We were in a mastermind together. So, Gus, for our listeners, that's the formal introduction, but how would you describe yourself in your own words?
You know, I would say that I'm an entrepreneur, kind of always looking to see what the trends are, trying to figure out how I could add value to people along the way in the recruiting niche. I try to focus in my niche, just a normal guy, married my best friend, and I have two kids, live here in Cumming, Georgia, and, you know, we have a little farm, and, you know, we just focus on, you know, raising our kids and having a good time, and I try to help as many people get jobs as possible.
So I know you live outside of Atlanta, and of course we've known each other for a while. One of the funniest things I learned about you early on was about your pig. You had a pet pig. So I want to hear. I think that's a cool story. So tell us about the pet pig.
Yeah, we had a pet pig named Diesel, and my wife wanted a pig, and we have 17 animals, and she just decided one day she wanted a pig, went out on Craigslist, and we found one up in Gainesville. And as we were driving to get the pig, we were thinking of names and looked up, and we saw this BP sign, and it said Diesel on it. So we decided we were going to call the pig Diesel. And one of the funny things is Diesel ended up got in a 36-pack of Bud Light in our garage and ripped open the packaging and drank 24 beers.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So
we found Diesel passed out in the bushes outside.
Well, I guess that's drunk as a pig, right?
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Wow. But Diesel kind of had an ending. Diesel got kind of big as for a pet, right?
Diesel became just a 250-pound pig with tusks and got mean, and Diesel had to go, so I ended up giving him away to a guy I coached baseball with who was a preacher who had five children, and they could definitely use the meat. So they ended up taking Diesel and had pork chop, made pork
chop. So Diesel kind of became the sacrifice.
So to say.
You are just an incredible marketer, and you and I have a lot of fun talking about marketing. In fact, we're in a mastermind that's just about marketing right now, and we met in another mastermind that was about marketing. You had a radio show in which you hosted, I think, 99 episodes.
Yeah, I had a radio show called Technology Cafe here in Atlanta, and I was a guest on somebody's show, and I was talking about video resumes and how you could basically separate yourself from your competitors by creating a video resume. And, you know, I started implementing the video resume technology in our staffing firm, and, man, it was unbelievable. We had amazing success. And I was a guest on somebody's show, and then the guy who ran the radio station, Jeff Davis, called me up, said, I want to meet you. The phone rang off the hook. We got amazing reviews, and they ran the show again, brought me back on how to automate Twitter, And then the guy's like, hey, listen, you know, how can you make me money? I said, I have no idea. I was just a guest. And he's like, I said, what are your demographics? He goes, you know, entrepreneurs, you know, males.
The guy, the guys, the women and men like us, right?
Yeah, 30 and older. And he goes, that's my demographic, entrepreneurs, 30 and older. And I said, yeah. So why don't you give me my own show? And so he did. 92 shows later, I had a great time. I interviewed a ton of people and learned so much about marketing.
Well, and that's true because I've been on a lot of podcasts, a lot of radios, and that's what gave me the idea to do a podcast. But being on the other side of the microphone, what's interesting is every interview I do, how many personal notes I have that I can implement as an entrepreneur. And I'm a guy who coaches entrepreneurs. So there's a great deal of value in having, you know, listening to a podcast like this over and over and over, and then learning both sides of the microphone is kind of an interesting journey as well. So I'd love you to share, because we're both entrepreneurs. Everybody listening is either an entrepreneur, wants to be an entrepreneur. So let's go through some of the marketing things that you picked up from doing that show that you've either implemented or help other people implement, so that we can just get down to some rich material on marketing that's going to help entrepreneurs.
Yeah, you know, when we were doing Technology Cafe, we would focus on tips, techniques, and strategies, leveraging the power of video, the internet, and social media to drive traffic and build awareness. And a lot of different things. You know, for example, getting on top of Google Maps. You know, that was, you know, it seemed like a daunting task, but it's really not that hard. And one of the things I learned is, you know, I did this work several years ago, getting on top of Google Maps, and we still get calls. You know, if you type in Atlanta Legal Staffing, we're right on the top. Atlanta Accounting Staffing, we're right on the top. And we get calls and we make placements from Google Maps. And
so for our listeners that may not know what that is, could you tell us exactly what you're discussing here?
You know, when you go to Google and someone does a search for your business and they type in your keywords and the results show up, and there's usually a map, and you can see, you know, the little balloons on the map, and, you know, the person at the top is going to get a lot more clicks and calls than the person at the bottom. So you want to be on the top. One of the things, if you read the Google's terms, is if you use Google properties to promote your business, for example, if you host your pictures in Picasa, and if you host your videos in YouTube, and now it's Google Plus, and you do everything through Google Plus and Google Local, you just fill out everything. And if you're pasting something in, you want to, you know, paste the picture that you have in Google, in Picasa, and Google rewards you and pushes you up because you're using the Google properties.
So exactly what would an entrepreneur who wants to get a higher ranking, what's something they should be doing right now?
Well, you know, go out and make, I love the videos, you know, make it, what are the 10 most frequently asked questions that someone asks you about your business? What are the 10 questions that somebody should be asking you about your business? And you go record them. And if you don't even have a video camera, use your phone, your iPhone, and you record those. And then you keyword load them. And so the title, the description, and the meta tag should all be consistent with the same keyword you're trying to focus on. Okay. So for example, a gentleman around the corner, he owns a lawnmower repair business. And I went over to see him one day, and he's like, Gus, can you help us out? Our business is really struggling. We're making flyers and putting them in the Kroger parking lot, but nobody's calling. And my son got custody of his, in the divorce, he got custody of the grandchild, and he lost his job. He was a welder, and he helps me fix the lawnmowers. But if we don't get more business, we're going to lose custody, and he's going to have to go live with his mother because we're not going to be able to afford to keep him. I said, man, I whipped out my iPhone. I'm like, hey, tell me about yourself. And his name is Dan Morris. And so we made a less than a minute video. It was, hi, this is Dan Morris. You have a 2-stroke, 4-stroke engine, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I went out. I bought the domain Cumming Small Engine Repair, Cumming Lawnmower Repair. And then we built out their Google Maps. He's number one on the maps for both keywords and the Google results. Then the video ended up getting indexed separately. And bottom line is, they're doing very well. They have 3 brand new trucks, and they hired a driver to do all the deliveries, and they can't keep up with business.
And what about YouTube? Do you put those same videos on YouTube?
Yeah, I put them all on YouTube. And you can put them on Metacafe, you can put them on Vimeo. You know, there's a lot of different sites you can put them on. And you have to just remember, be consistent. Your title, your description, and your tags all need to be the same. And in your description, you start off with the hyperlink. So that would be like cummingslawnmowerrepair.com. And then the first in the video, you want to use your keywords in the first sentence and throughout the video. So if you live in Cumming and you're looking for a Cumming lawnmower repair shop, you might want to call Dan Morris. And that's the same keywords that were on the title, the description, and the tags.
Excellent. And how long do you think the great videos, do you think they're a minute, minute and a half?
Or less. Yeah. You're not going to have a lot of time to capture somebody's attention. Less is more. Less is more. Less is more with everything.
So what was another thing that in terms of social media that you have been utilizing? Because I know you have a new product. I'd like to talk about that because it's an interesting product, Zip Profiles. Why don't you tell us what that is and then how it is that you're promoting it, because you're going out there and using some interesting marketing to get this out into the marketplace.
Yeah, Zip Profiles, if you're in sales or recruiting, or if you just need to build lists of people very quickly, this is an amazing tool. So what it does is it leverages the power of Google search to basically search LinkedIn. Typically, LinkedIn only allows you to see a certain amount of degrees away from you, like the first degree, second degree, third degree, and then they start taking information away. So you only see the first name and the first initial of the last name. So it's really hard to use it, especially if you're a recruiter like me. If you're not paying for the upgrade, which is $10,000 a year, plus or minus, you don't have a lot of other tools to help you. So I built Zip Profiles. So all you have to do is enter, you know, for example, you're looking for a tax manager in Atlanta or an HR director in Atlanta in manufacturing. You just type in your keywords and it goes and it magically pulls them up, and you can save their profiles 15 at a time. And it basically scrapes LinkedIn and it populates all the different data points like the resume. You can add notes. You can even add tags. It allows you to click on their LinkedIn URL, and then you can have form letters. So if you want to reach out, connect with them very quickly. It adds scale and leverage to your sales process.
So anyone also who's an entrepreneur and they're looking to hire someone, they could use this as well.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And this would get them much higher quality applicants. What about the applicants? What can they do with it?
Well, say you're a job seeker, and this is a great question. See, I believe that people really don't know what companies are around where they live. You know, within 5 to 10 miles of your house, do you know the companies that are around you? And people really don't know. So say you have you're a cost accountant and you have a manufacturing background. What you would type in, like Cumming, Georgia manufacturing, and CEO, president, or CFO, or HR director, talent acquisition, and all the names will come. They just magically appear, and you can save them down, and then you can really focus in on the ones you want to call, and then you can just connect with them on LinkedIn.
So this is going to be great value for everyone. What I'm curious about is, as an entrepreneur, you're constantly coming up with ideas. How do you come up with the ideas?
Well, actually, for Zip Profiles, I actually surveyed 2,000 job seekers, and I asked them. I said, what is your biggest fear, frustration, or challenge in the job search? Where's your pain? And then they just listed it all out. Discrimination, age discrimination, I'm overqualified, you know, just went on and on and on. And then the second question I asked is, if you could wave a magic wand and fix the problem, what would you do? And they basically said, hey, if I had the ability to go out and contact the hiring managers myself, if I had their contact information, I could sell myself better than anybody else, better than a recruiter. And that's all they wanted. They wanted the ability to contact the hiring manager, find out who the hiring manager was, and contact them. Perfect.
And so how did you, because we use SurveyMonkey a great deal, and I do a lot of surveys in all the products we create. We always go out and survey exactly like what you're doing. And what you found out was what's the nightmare that's going on, and then what's that dream world you'd like to be living in, and right. you created the dream world.
Yeah, well, you basically, you're like a doctor. First thing your doctor's going to do is find out where your pain is.
Right. And, well, and then you put it together. And how are you launching it? What's the process you're going through for in terms of marketing to launch this and get this out there?
Well, a couple of different things. I'm actually working with one of the largest retained search firms in the world right now, and we're doing a project. We're looking. It's a high level project. So I'm basically helping them learn how to use the tool successfully, and when they have success with it, then we're going to roll it out. They have 100 researchers that they could use this, and they're building lists manually by hand right now. So this tool is amazing because once you build a list, you can export a CSV file of all the data. Another thing I'm doing is I'm building custom audiences on Facebook. So I'm using the tool to go out and build my custom audiences of recruiting people, recruiting professionals, because I'm going to start in a niche. And I believe the riches are in the niches. So we're going to start in the recruiting niche. It'll work for any sales profession, but going after recruiters, and I'm actually finding them using my own tool, then the tool goes out and figures out their email addresses as well.
So are you setting up a pay-per-click campaign to get their attention?
Absolutely. So what I did was I export zip profiles. It'll figure out their email addresses, and then I can export that, and then Facebook will let me import a custom audience, and all I need is the email address. It will then match the email address to the Facebook user automatically, and then I create a pay-per-click campaign, and it gives you a bid range, you know, maybe 80 cents to a dollar or 60 cents to a dollar. And what you want to do is you want to bid 80% of the high end of that range on your
so if it were dollar, you would be bidding 80 cents.
Mm-hmm. And it's only cost per click, and I'm only having it come through their Facebook timeline.
And then how is it that you're getting them to sign up? Are you giving them something free? What is it that you're doing to get them to give you to get on your list now?
I'm actually giving them a free ebook on how to use zip profiles and how to, you know, add scale and leverage to the recruiter. And so I basically walk them through a whole, you know, there's like how to start, target, you know, build your list, you know, how to connect, what to say, script, that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. And so, and actually we do these same things, and I have to say that we've begun using zip profile as well. So, that it is really good, but I wanted to talk about it primarily from how you created it and then how you're marketing it and how you came up with the idea. But now you don't know how to program software, and probably a lot of our listeners don't know how to program software. I don't, and yet you're an entrepreneur who ends up with a piece of software that's going to become a continuity because you're ultimately going to sell some level of usage of it where someone's going to have to pay for it. How did you get software created when you don't know how to create software?
Well, there's a software out there called Balsamiq. Have you ever heard of Balsamiq?
No, actually, I haven't.
So it's a, I believe it's called Balsamiq. You can Google it. And Balsamiq will allow you to create wireframes of pages of what you're looking for, what you want. And so I basically went out to Odesk, and while we were in our mastermind group together, I had built another site where you could log in and film your video resume. And when I presented it to the mastermind group and they were using it, it was just really clunky, and they really didn't embrace it. And it was kind of too cutting edge. It was bleeding edge, and they didn't really get their hands around it. So I was like, no, this isn't going to fly. And so the head of our mastermind group, Bob Britton, suggested I create a Chrome extension. So I basically started with that idea, and I put a bid out on Odesk, and I started creating. I found a freelancer to start building a new Chrome extension.
And how expensive was that? Is that something that's easily affordable that many people could actually come up with a software idea, go to Odesk, and get someone to build it?
Well, actually, it's really affordable. And the trick is you hire 2-3 freelancers at the same time. And you can kind of give them a small project to work on and see who delivers the best result in a timely manner, you know, on or under budget. And then that's the person you're going to give the rest of your business to. I mean, I did a few other projects. I created a thing called Zip Code Targeter that I could integrate with my database. And that's what one of my other strategies is. I kind of really focus on geographic marketing, marketing candidates close to home, close to where they live. And so I can go in my database, I can do a zip code radius search in 5, 10, 15 miles, and then do a keyword search inside of the results and tag the people that are perfect that I need to market to.
Gotcha. So you went to Odesk, you came up with the idea, you created the wireframe, go to Odesk, and you tested three people by having them do a small part of the project and then see how well did they work and how how quickly and how good was the results that they created.
Yeah, and I found a guy in China, and it felt like every time I was talking to the person in China, they didn't remember the conversation we had last, so it was kind of weird. So I never used that person again. And then I found another guy overseas, and he was fantastic, so I've been using him ever since. And I've worked with a lot of people over in the Philippines as well. I've got a whole team in the Philippines. I've got about 10 people over there and a project manager over there, so I just task people over there, and I get a tremendous amount of work done. I read that book, The 4-Hour Workweek, and I'm in a program called Strategic Coach, so I try to delegate everything that is not my unique ability, and I just focus on, you know, what's my core unique ability.
And as a result, you're able to come up with creative ideas and create software when you're not a software person.
Correct.
And what I like is, and I've always liked about you, Gus, is that you're all about making a difference in people's lives, and the way that you do it is just so practical. People need jobs. How can I help them get jobs? People need to find the right candidates. How can I help them find the right candidates? Knowing that if people get the right jobs, their lives change. They can pay for, you know, they can pay for their house, their mortgage. And I know you've got some great stories, and I'd like you to tell at least one of them, because you're also about how can I help someone and teach them, for example, to be a recruiter for you. And all of a sudden, I know you have one person you helped that was a neighbor that wasn't doing well, and now he's making six figures a year.
Yeah.
Simply because you said, hey, here's how you do this. I'll teach you the process. Let's give it a show.
Yeah. So one of the things, okay, so this is how it happens. I learned how to hire people overseas in the Philippines. And so I started training them to be my researchers, doing my recruiting research. Okay. And so here I am, and I'm training them, and I use this video software called Jing. Have you ever heard of Jing?
No. Spell that for us.
J-I-N-G, Jing, jingproject.com. And Jing allows you to record 5-minute videos for free, and then you can instantly push a button and upload it. You can take screenshots and then add notes so you can give to your programmers, and it saves you a ton of time. And especially, like, I'm not, or I wasn't when I first started, very, very computer savvy. So then when I found Jing, it really changed things for me.
So this is how you communicate with your people overseas.
Yeah, because they're on a totally different clock. They're 12 hours ahead, right? So I would create my tasks. I would video record my tasks very specifically. I want you to do this, this, this. Watch the video for instructions. If you have any further questions, Skype me. I'll be around. And so after they started working for me, then I'm like, listen, this is great. Let me give you some more responsibility. And so then I started teaching them how to, you know, do recruiting and whatnot. And so my neighbor, who I'd known for 12 years, in the middle of the recession, after 25 years in business, he loses his construction firm in bankruptcy. And now he's 6'3", 330 pounds. His knees are shot. The tires are bald on his truck. He has no cable. And next thing you know, his house is in foreclosure. And then he had to declare bankruptcy. The house comes out of foreclosure. And they put it back into foreclosure, and then his wife declared bankruptcy. It was very, very dark time. So while he's going through the struggle, and he can't work, I mean, who's going to hire him? Someone who's 6'3", 300 pounds, he looks like Hulk Hogan, and He doesn't have a college degree, and all he knows how to do is like hang sheetrock and build houses and in the recession.
Nobody was hanging sheetrock and building houses in 2009.
Right. So sure enough, I'm like, if I can train a guy halfway around the world using Jing videos, I can help my neighbor. And so I taught him how to become an executive recruiter. And lo and behold, his first placement was an international tax manager with Ernst & Young. And that was awesome. And then it finally clicked for him. And now he's making six figures. You know, he made six figures last year. He's on track to do it again this year. And it took him 2 years to get there. But he quit on me once. And I'm like, dude, you got to hang in there. And lo and behold, he's got it. And now I have him teaching other people. And we got hit really hard. No one was hiring in a recession. So I went down. I was paying everybody on salary. I went down, and then I rebuilt the company, and I have everyone work on straight commission. Okay? And now I'm back up. I have 13 people. I just hired four more people. But everyone seems to start – everyone's starting to show up. And what I've noticed, there's a lot of people. Most of the people in my company are over 50 years old, and they feel like nobody wants them out there. And they're entrepreneurial, and I'm like, hey, listen, why don't you come on over here? I'll get you set up. We have a remote desktop. Everything's consistent. We have a buddy system. So my neighbor, his name is Richard. When Richard, he's the contractor that almost lost his house. He kept his house, by the way. He's out of bankruptcy. His daughter got 4-0 last semester, and the semester before, he's got two brand new cars. And he's a buddy, so he's now mentoring other people and bringing them on board. And so everybody is incentivized to help each other in this umbrella organization I'm building. It's pretty amazing.
That's incredible. And I wish we could talk forever, Gus, and on another phone call, perhaps we'll have you back on, because you've got so many great marketing stories to tell. But now it's time for the five conscious questions. The first one is, you've talked a lot about marketing, but what is one marketing strategy that added profit to your business? So just give us one more that people can take away and perhaps use in their business.
Okay. So it's great to have a lot of people in the database, right? You have two pieces of information on those people, or four people. Get 10, 20 pieces of information, and then you can really target those people. When I started targeting and marketing by industry instead of just blanket marketing, and I just said, okay, I'm going to market manufacturing to manufacturing, real estate to real estate, construction to construction. You know, it seems so simple, but oh my God.
So the power of segmenting your list and marketing in a specific way to each segment.
Yeah, segment and then segment again.
What is a business or personal growth book you'd recommend?
I really like The Power of Positive Thinking.
Norman Vincent Peale.
Yeah. Yeah.
I actually saw Norman Vincent Peale speak a number of years ago.
That book is awesome. And then the newest book I'm reading right now by Perry Marshall, The 80-20 Rule.
Right. I have that as well.
I listened to it on Audible probably 10 times. It is incredible.
Yeah. He's a great marketer. Yeah. How do you get yourself motivated in the morning so that you have an amazingly successful day?
Well, you know that if it's going to be, it's up to me. That's kind of my motto. And I have a mantra, and everybody in the company says it. And we kind of say, you know, our mantra, which is very positive. It's, I am a money magnet. I attract wealth and prosperity in unlimited abundance. Money comes to me easily and readily. And we all say that. And I believe in the law of attraction. And so we always put good vibes, good things out there. And try to always, like, we just had a meeting. We had our job order meeting. And before we had our meeting, everybody went around and said something positive before the meeting. It just sets the tone.
Absolutely. I love it. And I agree. You attract who you become inside. And when you become inside a money magnet, you will attract money. Right? And just like you're going to attract the right recruits if you become a recruiting magnet.
Yeah, the right people start showing up. You know,
absolutely. And that's part of my whole process of getting in the zone, is getting highly focused on what it is that you want and very present. And guess what? It starts showing up all around you.
Yeah. So
what does conscious mean to you?
Yeah, conscious means to be in the moment. you know, you're helping people. I don't consider myself a recruiter. We kind of call ourselves dream weavers. You know, when you get that person a raise and, you know, that's, you know, I get somebody a $10,000 raise, that's the difference between eating meat or eating pasta, or, you know, lady going to the beautician to get her hair done and her nails done. I mean, adding a more quality of life to somebody, we love.
Or having the money to send their kid to college.
Yeah. Everything. It's amazing. I actually got my former boss, Ernst & Young, $100,000 raise with another firm. That changed his life.
Absolutely. $100,000 would change most people's lives.
Yeah.
What is the legacy you want to leave, Gus?
You know, I just want to really continue to help people get jobs. And, you know, I've built a lot of tools like the 1-minute interview tips and the Zip Apply, where people can log in. They can search for jobs, manage their search there. I've got interview preparation video right there that people can use. And I got a resume builder to write your resume and write their cover letter. And I'm talking with Georgia State University right now about, you know, rolling it out to their students, you know, just helping people. The more you help others, the more it comes back to you.
Absolutely. And talking about helping others, I know that after this interview, a lot of people are probably interested in that Zip profiles and they're interested in getting in contact with you. I know you've got an amazing gift for everyone on this podcast. What is that gift and how can people get it?
Yeah, if you go to zipprofiles.com/conscious, I am going to give you the 10 tips on how to get the most out of Zip profiles. I'll give you the ebook, kind of breaks all the steps out. And there's some video instructions there, and it'll really help you in your sales and prospecting. It'll help you find those people that will buy your product.
And then they're going to be able to use Zip profiles as well.
Yeah, you can use Zip profiles, and you can start pulling down people. It shows you how to even click a button and go find the phone number and the address of the person where they're currently working. And then it does its best to figure out their email address, and you save them and you save their profile down and come back in 5 or 10 minutes and the email address is there.
Well, I know we're using your Zip profiles and it's a phenomenal opportunity as you're rolling it out that you're letting people actually use it for free. And then you're going to give them a free ebook telling them how to get the most out of it. Gus, I really appreciate you taking time out of an incredibly busy day to spend this time with us.
Oh, hey, my pleasure. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity. And I wish you the best of luck with Conscious Millionaire.
Thanks, Gus.
You bet, bud. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire with J.V. Crum III. Be certain to download your free copy of First Millionaire Manifesto, 7 Steps to 7 Figures. Go to ConsciousMillionaire.com now, or in the United States, just text the word MILLION to 38470. Again, text MILLION to 38470 now. And tune in to the next Conscious Millionaire podcast.